there you are. A very good morning to you. Mick Smith here with the Bromley Saturday morning get-together. How are you doing? Well, the weekend's here. And did you know we now actually get 12 hours of daylight? Oh, yes. And this morning, we will be talking to a couple of people. A couple of nice interviews lined up. We're still sorting ourselves out here, as it were. It's like we've moved, but we haven't. And if you like, in terms of computers and computer files, shall we say, it's as if you've moved to a different place and the delivery people, they've just bought the boxes in and they've just scattered them everywhere. However, the bedroom stuff is not in the bedroom. I actually found it in the bathroom, as it were. And if you deal with a lot of files on a computer, you'll know what I mean. Also, we're driving on the other side of the road, as it were. So I might get a bit confused as to where things should be coming out of. So we're going to give it a go anyway, all right? Let's kick off with a song here. See what I mean? Live, loud and proud for Saturday the 17th of February. And I'm 61 and one day. Good morning.
Tell me you don't know what love is when you're old enough to know better. When you find strange hands in your sweater. When your dreamboat turns out to be a footnote. I'm a man with a mission in 2 or 3 editions. And I'm giving you a long look.
Email in to Bromley Radio. BromleyRadio at gmail.com or Twitter, X, at Bromley Radio 1.
Over Bridge of Sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why
cool?
Go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful.
The Small Faces and Ichiku Park. I wonder if there was a park called Ichiku. Just saying. If you want to get in touch, you can. It's BromleyRadio at gmail.com, or you can get in touch with us on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Once I believed that when love came to me, it would come with rockets, bells, and poetry. We'll be right back.
Cass Elliott, and it's getting better all the time. It is here now, I'm glad to say. Oh, the grief I've had with computers this week. Anyway, let's... Oh, look, who's this over here?
My name's Jesse, and I run this tuition service with my friend Luke. We actually recently finished sixth form halfway through 2023, so that's fresh out of year 13. And essentially, we first had the idea to start a business way back in 2022 when we actually ran a charity event at Holmesdale FC. That's around the Bromley Common area. Essentially, our plan was to hold a charity football match, which could also raise money for Survivors Trust UK and Cancer Trust UK, both charities that mean a lot to us and we can connect to on personal levels, but also we recognised how that has an effect on people on a wider scale. So from then, we carried out the event and it was a great success. We raised nearly £2,000 for charity, £1,000 for each, and we managed to get over 550 people attending. So from there, we had to complete sixth form, and then we had a lot of spare time on our hands because we both decided to take a gap year, which we're still on. And in that gap year, we decided to be productive, and that's what's led us to starting a company. Now, JNL Corporation Limited is not just a tuition service, but it will be a conglomerate service, meaning that it offers various different fields, such as event planning, clothing, as well as the tuition service. As we're just starting up, we're focusing on the tuition service and trying to get as many people involved as possible. We're locally run. We both have grown up in Bromley all our lives, and we're well integrated into the community, and we both love Bromley. I would say a very unique part about our business is that we are mainly online, whilst also offering an in-person service, meaning that we are flexible, accessible, and progressive. One point about our company, which I think really makes us stand out, as I've stated before, me and my business partner, Luke, we're fresh out of sixth form. So we're both young people, 18 and 19. And as a result, we've then looked to how we can cater towards young people and make that sort of the backbone of our company. And we've come up with the slogan, by the youth, for the youth. Leading on from that, I just want to say that as all our tutors are student-led, this then allows for us to have a level of relatability between both student and tutor, which I think is unmatched anywhere else. In my experience, I've had a lot of adult tutoring, and I feel that sometimes it can get very teachery, if that's the word. It can get very school-based. Whereas if you're in an environment with someone who has recently gone through the same process as you, I feel like you'll be able to flourish and learn even better.
Yeah, so it's also really part of a mentoring program as well.
Yeah, that's exactly the word. It's, as well as tutoring, it's mentoring.
Yeah.
And I think that can really take any student that works with us far.
Yes.
Because, as we all know, since that thing we don't talk about in 2020, we all know how things have changed in this world. Everything's online now. So you've got to change with the times. And as a result, we started looking for ways that we can make ourselves more approachable and accessible through more consistent means, because who knows what could happen again in the future.
Yeah, what you're referring to there is what we would refer to here at Bromley Radio as Bromley BC or BBC. That is Bromley before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And you're quite right. Bromley BC, Bromley was a happier place and lots of people's lives have been affected. You're quite right.
Yeah.
So moving forward, do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website. It is, the hyperlink should be www.jnllimited.com. That's a nice, simple, and you'll find a lot of background information on us there and how to book. You see a lot about our tutors and things like that.
So it's not just yourself and your business partner, but you've got other tutors there as well.
Yes, so we have a team of around 15 to 20 tutors, which is expanding week on week. And our tutors have attended top grammar schools in the area, such as St. Olav's, where we went, and Newstead Grammar. And they are now attending top universities in the country, such as Queen Mary's, Oxford, Nottingham, and Imperial. So yeah, we pride ourselves on delivering a nice and efficient service with people who have achieved the top grades, whilst also being approachable and young.
Any particular subjects that you focus on that you're more expert in?
The way it operates is we have clients approach us with the subject they want, and then we see within our team of tutors who's done this subject and the level they did it to, and then we ask them if they're comfortable tutoring that subject. And if they are, then we match the client and the tutor, and we take it forward through lessons.
Yes. And what sort of age group are you aiming to tutor, if so needed?
That would be anywhere from primary school, so 6 years old, up until GCSE, so 16.
Are you saying then that you would do home visitations to a supervised home there with a parent or guardian?
Yes, so we'd make sure that there is a supervisor present should the client want a in-person service. Yeah.
Okay, so you also offer then an online service?
Yes, so we actually work through Google Meets, which is very similar to Zoom, which I know a lot of people use throughout lockdown, and Microsoft Teams.
Yes.
And through this service, we are able to host tutoring calls, as well as the services that are actually on Google Meets, such as presentations. You can use whiteboards, you can use interactive games, you can use hands up if you're doing a class tutoring session. So it's really, really flexible, and it does really emulate, in my opinion, improve on a classroom experience.
Excellent. Okay, so tell us again your website, please.
Yes, so our website is www.jnllimited.com.
Thank you very much, Jess. All the best.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Bromley Radio.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, there's a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, closed down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Thank you very much to JNL Limited. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from them in the future. And it turns out that today is Mr. John Holmes' birthday. Happy birthday, John. From all of us here at Bromley Radio. And now, here's the teacher. That's Big Country and The Teacher. It's the Bromley Saturday morning get-together here on Bromley Radio. So yes, happy birthday to John Holmes. It was mine yesterday. Yes, I was rather sensible last night and yesterday. Well, it's just another lap around the sun, isn't it? Your birthday. Anyway, thank you for your birthday wishes that you've posted here on our Facebook page. Oh, well, we're doing dedications and acknowledging people's presence. Mr. Barry Evans, listening down there in Cornwall. Yes, former Bromleyite, but now a Bromley expat there in Cornwall. But he's a sensible man. He has the Bromley Radio app on his phone, so when he goes walking the dog down on the beach, he can listen to us and hear what's been going on in Bromley. talking of which, I've had so much to do here in the studios, but trying to get these computers sorted out. Oh. So one of the problems has been I updated some software, and in order to make it work, there's another piece of software. Well, I didn't update that. So when I updated the one piece of software, the two pieces of software weren't talking to each other. So I went for broke, and after working things out, updated both versions of the software. They both speak to each other. However, after reloading everything back into the computer, as I was saying earlier, everything seems to be redistributed into different places. So we are sort of running here on Brumby Radio, if you like, when it's on autopilot on a reserve system. Yes, it's always good to have some latency, as it were. I'm just waiting for the weather to come up. Have we got the weather there? Tell you what, why don't you wait till the top of the hour and then you can get the weather then. I think wherever you are here in the borough of Bromley, oh, that reminds me, I was up in the furthest northeast region of the borough on Tuesday, a drizzly day, and I was all the way there, up there, at London's oldest football club, there at Flamingo Park, yes, of course, Cray Wanderers. And well, I have to say, it's a bit of a building site there, both outside and inside, and they were banging and knocking away, not really sound effects conducive to an interview, which we was hoping to get there, but things are certainly progressing very nicely there at Flamingo Park and Cray Wanderers. And yeah, I know I'm going to sound controversial, but I can see them being the next Millwall there in that area.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. All the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. Here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
Manfred Mann and the Mighty Quinn. All right, let's speak to Jason Stanton.
I'm Jason Stanton. I'm proud to be the chief exec of My Time Active, which is a local charity that's based in Bromley, and we're responsible for managing the London Borough of Bromley's leisure centres, golf sites and community halls. So we're really proud that this year we are celebrating our 20th year anniversary, and lots have happened in that time. But what we're trying to do is to mark this year with a celebration and a series of events. And the next one is due to be held at the Spa at Beckenham on the 24th of February. And it's a range of activities that last all day. The event's free for everybody, so you can all come along and you can book in via a link that we're circulating through various mediums or pop into the centre. So there's free gym sessions, the swimming pool will be free, family splash for a range of fun activities, soft play. We're offering some gym sessions, group exercise classes, and some mini health assessments. So for those that want to assess their level of fitness, encouraging everybody to participate and obviously joining us marking this 20-year anniversary. So come on in.
Yes, and do you have activities there for, say, somebody in my age range, which is 60+?
You don't sound it, Mick. You don't sound it.
Thanks. Apparently I sound a lot taller on radio as well.
there's activities for everybody. I mean, we're really proud that our approach is from children that are just born, you know, babies, through to we've got customers that are over 90. I actually met one of our golf courses very recently. So activities are available for all people, and that's something we're really proud of. And the team work really hard to deliver programs and services for everybody. And that's a really important mantra that we're proud to communicate to people. So come on in.
Well, thank you very much, Jason. We certainly will. And it's encouraging to know that, like you just said, you've got all sorts of activities right through the age ranges of our Bromley Borough residents.
You know, absolutely. I mean, as you're 60 plus, we have an amazing program led by members of the team. I mean, Anne Wilburn is the Primetime manager. So Primetime's one of our amazing programs that's aimed at those that have got health inequalities, or those who are a little bit infirm or have moving difficulties. So it's a range of programs, generally group exercise based, offering within our centres and outside of our centres. So as I said before, we offer programs for all, so irrespective of age, and also health inequality. I think one of the things that we're very proud of and we've introduced last year is that we are trying to measure the well-being of our customers. And we measure that through what's called the personal well-being factor. And we can measure out the well-being of our members against local residents. And we're really proud that in our first year, the Bromley residents, our Bromley members, are 8% higher in their well-being factor than local residents. So being a member of My Time Active is really good for your well-being.
Excellent. And where can we see more about your activities and events coming up? You've got a website that you'd like to direct people to.
Yeah, it's on our website, you know, www.mytimeactive.co.uk. We're also sending, for those that are registered with us, app alerts. So obviously through to your mobile phone, our website, and also just pop into the centres. If you want to know more, just speak to a member of our team.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Jason, for coming on here and telling us about yourselves. And of course, I presume you're also on other social media platforms like X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, we're certainly on Facebook
and
Instagram. So you can see some of the posts and awareness there. So plenty on social media.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much again, Jason. You take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you, sir. Indeed. Thanks very much.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Push, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Thanks very much to Jason Stanton there from Bromley Well. Yes. Yeah, he looks after all the facilities that we have. Recreational facilities. That's it. Yes, what I was reaching for there, mate. Yes, well done. And we just had Diana Ross, Work That Body. From that hot summer of 1976, yes, ABBA and Dancing Queen. Yes, we've got to that time, one of my favourite times here on the Bromley Saturday morning get-together. That, of course, is reflecting back at the number one songs that you might have in your record collection. Yes, number one songs this week from 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. So let's get started. We've got a new number one this week in the chart. Number one this week, 1964, The Bachelors.
Smile for me, my Diane. I'm in heaven when I see you smile.
See you smile.
Smile for me.
The Bachelors, number one this week with Diane, this week back in 1964. Number one in 1974, yes, I was 11 and I remember buying this with some birthday money.
Come on.
Yeah, Devil Great Drive by Susie Quattro. Ah yes, the leather-clad lady with a guitar. Yep, they were still number one in 1983. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax. And we're going to do that next with a new number one in the charts this week back in 1994, 30 years ago, Mariah Carey. When you're ready, Mariah.
And now it's only fair that story goes, you always smile, but in your eyes, your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Mariah Carey, number one this week, 30 years ago, with All By Myself. What am I talking about? It's Without You. Of course it was. Oh, I used part of the lyrics there. Apologies for that. Well, that's it. There is no more. If you're heading out today, you could pop into, yes, the Hayes Relocatum Community Stadium. Big game down there today against Chesterfield. They're top of the table, don't you know? However, Tuesday evening, they're at home again, Bromley. And they're playing against Dagenham and Redbridge under the floodlights there. And there's nothing like a game under the floodlights there, down there at Hayes Lane. So hopefully we'll see you down there then. And there are quite a few games coming up between now and then. And yes, you're all more than welcome to go there. And under 12s go free. In the meantime, have yourself a good one. Thank you very much for being there, and we'll catch you the same time next week for the Bromley Saturday morning get-together at 10 a.m. next Saturday. Till then, ta-ra.